Hello and welcome to Of Muggles and Mudbloods. Today with special guest
Sonia Bengas.
Sonia is a fellow Rotaractor and Triwizard champion from the Harry Potter Clubhouse room. So check us out there. Basically, that means that she is a massive, massive Harry Potter nerd and won a trivia contest. That kind of scares me.
Yeah, it wasn't that difficult. I have to say, it wasn't really that difficult, but thank you. And thank you for that amazing introduction. Yes, you should all join Clubhouse because we have an amazing club over there. And there are so many Harry Potter aficionados and so many nerds that just can't wait to share their knowledge and to get all their passion out there.
And of course, we're lacking Mona this episode. This is going to be a bit different. But we are talking about Hogwarts and where everything happens, basically, except for Deathly Hallows. So there's a lot of stuff to discuss here, right?
Yes, indeed. And it's basically how JK said about 10 years ago, Hogwarts will always welcome us home, be it by page or by screen. So indeed, it's something that has a history of its own, has an entire universe of its own, if you come to talk and analyze everything that is Hogwarts related in the Harry Potter universe. And it also has a book of its own. If we are all very, if we know that it's Hogwarts a History by Bathilda Bagshot. It's Hogwarts a History.
Yeah.
And yes, it is by Bathilda Bagshot.
Yeah, it's like, we can't be like, you're a massive nerd, and then we fuck up that would be bad.
Yes, I was also thinking about our history of magic, and I was like, wait, no, you're confusing them.
Well, yeah, so Hogwarts is built in circa 993, I think. That's like the year-ish we're given. We're not entirely sure about that, but you know, it's around there. So we're going to talk about Hogwarts, the castle and its architecture, the history of the building, and different theories, explanations, and ideas surrounding it. So what have you been able to find out about Hogwarts, Sonia?
As a castle, we all know that it's located in Scotland. In the Highlands, to be more specific. We don't know exactly where, but if we know it's close to Hogsmeade, which is the only witch and wizard village in Great Britain. Mm. And according to Hermione in Prisoner of Azkaban, it's close to Dufftown because they mentioned at one point that Sirius Black has been seen close to Dufftown, and it's said that that's not far from here. So basically we have that. We know that it's surrounded by a massive forest, the Forbidden Forest. We know it has a lake that's very close to it, the Black Lake. Yeah. And we also know it has mountains. So practically it has an impressive scenery. And I think that the founders did an incredible job finding that specific place to build Hogwarts. And we also know that it was built on a cliff, on a massive rock, a massive boulder.
Yeah. It's between Dufftown and Achintee, so if it's somewhere in there, it places around the Cairngorms National Park in Scotland, which is a few hundred kilometers east of Aberdeen, west of Aberdeen. So that's where we think Hogwarts might be. Built in the 990s.
Yeah.
I have a habit of going to 1690s because of the International Statute of Secrecy, but we're going to keep that for a different episode. that's a whole different can of worms. The interesting thing about Hogwarts is that it's not like the first movie's Hogwarts looks like something that was built in the 9th century. Hogwarts as a castle that we see in the movies does not look 9th century.
Not at all, because if you think about neither does the description Rowling give Hogwarts, it doesn't also resemble something that would have been built in the 9th century, because first of all, the movies are quite obviously in a Gothic architecture that is way later than the 10th century. But even the description that Rowling gives in the books, it doesn't really look like something that would have been built so long ago. And the fact that Hogwarts has seven floors and three very, very high towers, the Astronomy, Ravenclaw, and Gryffindor, those are the highest points of Hogwarts. I somehow rather doubt that that would have been very typical for the 990s. But then again, we have to remember that it was built by magicians, by the four greatest magicians of their time, and a very, very skilled wizard architect. So yeah, we can imagine why it would have transcended the trends of the time.
Yeah, so I think also that Hogwarts has been updated over time as well. It's not like, it's not staying as it was then. It's going to be continually updated over time to make sure you have a more, like there's some really weird stuff with Hogwarts, like that, the triple, the three towers sticking off each other. The triple turtle tower
yes, I know. You mean the movie
one. That is not structurally sound. That's not going to hold. There's going to have to be a magical solution to that. So I think that Hogwarts was continuously updated over time. The Great Hall could be added in the Gothic style during that time, because we know that the castles that were being built in England in after William the Conqueror in 1066 were Mott and Bailey. Like wooden castles.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mott and Bailey's are wooden castles with like a hill with a fence surrounding it and a tower in the middle. That's what they built in the 11th century. So having a castle like Hogwarts being built at that time, maybe not realistic.
Indeed, the magnitude of Hogwarts is very difficult to understand if you were to consider from a Muggle point of view. Even from a wizarding point of view, I think it's a lot. And as you said, I do think that it has been updated constantly and adapted to the changes.
Yeah.
At least parts of it.
Yeah, at least parts. I think that's also the part of Hogwarts sentience, right? Like if there's a theory about Hogwarts being a sentient building, that it actually has its own consciousness, and J.K. Rowling has actually said in interviews that Hogwarts stairs and such, like, there is no floor plan. There is no written floor plan of the Hogwarts castle. There's no drawings and nothing like that. Which is that the staircases, number one, and rooms move. So it's not only the staircases that move, but it actually is the rooms themselves. So that you can't have a castle that a map or a floor plan if everything inside the castle can move. The exterior walls might be permanent, but nothing inside is. Which makes for a very interesting study experience, I think.
Yes, it would be quite interesting to see throughout the books where they mention that different things are changing within the castle. As you mentioned, the staircase is moving, as you mentioned, the room is moving. There's also the trick stair that leads from the grand staircase up from the Great Hall. Dumbledore's office that shut himself for Umbridge when she said that she was the new headmistress of Hogwarts. So I really think that it has a will of its own. And after so many centuries of being filled with magic, I think it's difficult to think that magic has not impregnated itself within the walls of Hogwarts and given it a new conscience.
Yeah, I think it's like the Sorting Hat. It's its own building. It controls itself. It has a room of requirement, for example. I'm not sure that would have been like designed within like the wizard, within like the four founders' ideas of Hogwarts. Like it might have been, but it might not be. Like I think that Hogwarts is a self-perpetuating building after so much magic is like poured into it over a millennia, basically. Like it's been there for a while. So you know, buildings are supported by magic. The inside and the outside don't match, so there could be maybe undetectable extension charms.
Yeah, that's not However, they do mention that Hogwarts is a huge castle, so I don't think necessarily an undetectable extension charm would be needed.
No.
But I think there would be a lot of charms. We do know that it's enchanted, I think, to the last brick that was put in.
Yeah.
When you mentioned the room of requirement, what came to mind was a quote of Dumbledore saying, "Help will always be given at Hogwarts to everyone who asks for it / who deserves it." And I'm just thinking that the room of requirement in itself may be Hogwarts's answer to the prayers of its students, so to say.
Well, quite literally, if you're going around focusing on something, it will come to you.
Exactly.
It is the physical manifestation of help will always come to those at Hogwarts in the form of the room requirement that will show up in form of books or broom closets or bathrooms or whatever it is. They can't make food, but they make everything else, which is...
That was one of the five exceptions to Gamp's law of transfiguration.
Exactly. A very irritating exception, but hey, it's an exception. You can make more food once you have it, but you can't make... Yeah. Speaking of bathrooms, there's a really...
There are two of them to which you might be referring right now.
I'm referring to the lack of them.
Oh.
The original Hogwarts was built without bathrooms.
Yes. I remember that.
Like, I understand wizards, fully grown, mature witches and wizards, being fine without them, but I would not trust a bunch of 11-year-olds to do vanishing spells.
To be fair, if we were to think that bathrooms would not have been available in wizarding houses, you'd believe that. Actually, that's a very good point you make, because before the age of 11, they do not have a wand.
Yeah.
So practically, you end up in a school where you do not have bathrooms. You have a wand which you do not know how to use, and you most definitely do not know how to make a vanishing spell that one learns in the sixth year of Hogwarts.
Yeah. Also,
yeah, that is very wrong.
Imagine if they fuck it up and they just make it invisible.
Oh, that's bad.
They don't remove it.
That is bad.
That's really bad.
That is really
a terrible situation. Horrible. What were they thinking?
They weren't, probably. Yeah, never had this theory. Like, never in my life. I haven't even remotely thought about it.
Just like I think that wizards have taken this whole water into wine thing a bit far, and they must be permanently drunk. Like, they must just be alcoholics and not really thinking anything through. Because that's the only explanation for me. Like,
yeah, it's actually one of the most logical explanations that there's out there.
Because there was drunks.
Yes, there was also this joke that said Hogwarts is one of the safest places in the world. And someone said, what happens at the other wizarding schools if Hogwarts is safe? Because all the things that are happening at Hogwarts, you are like, that doesn't really seem like the safest place to send your 11-year-old.
No, it's not. What is the rest of the wizarding world like? Yeah. Well, nobody dies.
Except Moaning Myrtle.
So one death in like 50 years. Just lots and lots of really dangerous shit happens. So
Cedric.
Oh, yeah, Cedric. That's
actually related to the Triwizards tournament. So that, let's say we're not giving it that.
That's true. And the Creevies.
Yeah, but that was the Battle of Hogwarts. Yeah. So that's also, So we basically just have Myrtle.
Yeah. So yeah, we have Myrtle. So technically, their survival rate at Hogwarts is pretty good.
Yeah, if you put it that way. However, you had a lot of stunned people. You have a lot of
complications,
and you're extremely lucky to have a school matron like Madame Pomfrey who can fix practically anything.
Yeah,
because the amount of hexes and jinxes and things that can go wrong within the walls of Hogwarts, that is not to be neglected.
Yeah, there's some issues here. One thing that I also think about a lot is like the amount of little towers they put everywhere. Like in the image of Hogwarts, there's a tower on the roof of the Great Hall, in the middle of the roof.
Oh, yeah, the thin one.
Yeah, how does that work? That, like, that has to be magic. There's no way that is structurally sound, because we know there's no supporting pillars underneath that.
Exactly. Well, you have that's strictly movie-like, but that's still something.
You know, they change some stuff in the movies as well over time, which happens, you know, for, like, plot line, I guess. But mm-hmm. I'm assuming that, like, the bridge that moves from, like, how
from
it is.
From not existing.
Yeah, to existing. And, well, mm-hmm. it exists in the earlier movies. It just doesn't point that way. It goes a different direction. So they move the direction it points to make it, like a entranceway, which is a good mm-hmm. idea. But if you want a castle, you might want to put a gatehouse on that as well. So people can't just walk through.
It changed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
If you think, okay, in the early movies and the ones directed by Chris Columbus, it was very different from what happens in the movies later on. I mean, the courtyard, the stone courtyard that is featured extensively during the movies from 3 onwards doesn't exist in the early movies. So it's just a lot of green stuff. Green
and they
patches.
Move Hagrid's hut as well.
Exactly, and they changed the layout, so Hogwarts is more on a cliff in the later movies than it is in the first movies. Although when the first years see Hogwarts for the first time, you can very well see that it is on a cliff.
Yeah.
So there are a few contradictions there. But then again, issues, I would give anything to be able to see that image of Hogwarts for the first time again. That would be incredible. I remember I think in my second grade of school and I saw the movie. So, yeah.
So one thing that also makes not much sense to me is that why do wizards need a castle? They're wizards. They can make protective spells. They can... Like, they don't need walls. They have magic for that. Like, what's protecting Hogwarts from Voldemort isn't the walls, it's the spells. Why do you have walls? Why do you have gatehouses and walls? You could just have a really big chateau with towers mm-hmm. and stuff, and that could be Hogwarts. I'm guessing, like, Beauxbatons is, which is how Beauxbatons is. It is a chateau, mm-hmm. which makes a lot more sense, to be honest.
I'm gonna go for a very subjective opinion there and say that it may have been something to do with the way castles were designed in England, because England was mostly made of castles and not chateaus.
Mm.
Per my knowledge, I may be wrong, but I think it looks better as a castle and not as a chateau. And I think maybe it also had something to do with the time that it was built in, because it would have been an extra layer of protection and it would have been an extra safety net, because
yeah,
at the end
safe,
of the,
yeah.
And okay, let's not kid ourselves. It's full of children. I think it's for the to keep the children in rather than to keep the things from the outside out. Because
yeah, to keep
risk,
the children in.
You'd you'd risk them, you know, wandering off and getting lost somewhere.
Also,
and I
the
think,
children are most likely a danger to others when they're wandering around if they leave.
Exactly.
The wizarding,
exactly.
Yeah, wizarding children, they are a danger to others. Like they're not a good thing for muggles. Like, just. Yeah, no, let's keep them separate. Very much
better safe than sorry.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, just wall them in, keep them inside. Wizards tend to be dumb, so they have issues.
I think children in general think to do with, tend to be very inventive, so to say, and very creative when it comes, and resourceful. And if you give them magic, then that just gets
just look
10
at the
times worse. Exactly.
Like Weasleys are, yeah, the Weasleys are a great example for that, to be honest.
Exactly.
They can
host their children.
Yeah. There are some issues. I was looking a bit at like what like chateaus and that kind of stuff look like Hogwarts, and one really good one is called the Chateau Pierrefonds in France. It was built in the 1390s, finished in 1407. It's like it's got like the right kind of style compared to Hogwarts. We're gonna have a link to the pictures of that castle in the show notes if you want to go and look at that. But that castle has like a bit of the same design style. So like Hogwarts is much more a 14th century kind of style. So I'm guessing it's like it's continually being built over time. Most likely headmasters could be doing updates themselves on the castle over time. And it's so big that like it has to have had enough students to justify that size at some point, right? Like right now we're looking at a Hogwarts size of 40 students a year, which is
exactly, that's 280, let's say 300 students in total.
And JK has said that there's 1,000 students at Hogwarts at times. There has to have been even more than that, because that castle justifies a school size in the multiples of thousands.
Exactly. That's something that has always been bugging me, because I always keep adding the numbers of students and it's like, there are so few students.
Yeah.
But then again, one has to realize that basically when Hogwarts was founded, I think it's safe to say that witches and wizards were, there were more of them. It was before the witch trials, and the Statue of Secrecy wasn't even adopted, and they weren't really in so much in hiding as they are now.
Yeah.
And I think their numbers were way higher than what they tend to be now. Although you can also, I don't know how they felt about mingling with muggles, but
they did do it.
Yeah, as far as I wasn't sure about that.
We know, but the Malfoys tried to marry into the royal family of Hanover. The Elizabeth Bethan family.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I learned something new today.
Yay. And we know that, for example, Neely Hedis Nick was a court wizard. So he was actually at the court of St. James in the 1400s. So there is a justification for that relationship there. So there could be an argument to be made that there were more wizarding families, or wizards at least, based on the intermarrying of muggles and wizards, because magic is a dominant gene. You tend to inherit it, rather than being born a squib if you have one wizard or one muggle parent. I think one factor to consider here is that there was a war in the wizarding world, Reign of Terror, Voldemort, that tends to dampen birth rates a little bit. People tend to not have children during wars. Seems logical, right? Somebody killed the Weasleys, but you know.
Well, we would
Weasleys
be
alone would have an entire year at Hogwarts.
We would be deprived of Weasley children, so nobody should tell that to the Weasleys.
Yeah, they are prolific, to put it mildly.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I think that Hogwarts would be a lot bigger. And we also know that, like, for example, Dumbledore started on as an assistant professor, and so did McGonagall. And that is even what Tom applied to be at one point. He'd be assistant professor of something, which justifies having a much bigger school.
Yes, as having, besides having all the students, having a lot of teachers, because practically the teachers live at Hogwarts as well. So each of them would have their own quarters, their own rooms, their own living arrangements.
Yeah, I'm sure each teacher has their own apartments.
Yeah, I'm definite of that as well. So
connected to their office, of course.
Exactly, and their own private bathroom, maybe not kitchen. Oh, yes,
maybe
I would die to try the food at Hogwarts. So good.
Yeah, you don't need a kitchen at Hogwarts. You just need a table and a plate. It will show up.
Ah, you need a indeed, or like, you can go to the basements and just ask for the house elves for whatever feel like eating. Tickle the pear, exactly.
Which does sound terrible.
And now that you mention it, yes, it does.
Yes, that does sound terrible. it's one of the, there's so many inappropriate, like, you know, innuendos, not innuendos, but like,
they're full on mentioned.
That are like, yeah, that are really bad if you like think, like, no, like they sound good and they well, yeah, there's just a lot of those things. Poor Luna.
It's actually funny because when I read the first books, I read them in Romanian and that you miss some of the puns. But then I reread them in English, and I remember getting to Prisoner of Azkaban during a divination lesson, and it was a talk about planets and most definitely about the second greatest planet in our solar system. And Ron was asking Lavender to see that specific planet. It sounds awful and I cannot say it. It's that planet that starts with you. And in Romania, that pun made no sense. And when I've read it in English, it's like, oh my God, how did she put something like that in a children's book?
Because children wouldn't get it. And it's like a joke for the adults. It's like all, exactly. It's so many movies and cartoons and stuff. There's adult jokes hidden in the movie just to make
sure. In plain sight, yes.
Exactly. One interesting thing I discovered when we were doing the pre-research and such is that a company called Big Rents actually calculated what it would cost to build a modern recreation of Hogwarts.
Do surprise me. I've never had that.
$175 million.
That's not even that bad.
I don't believe them. Number one, I don't believe them here. I think they've scaled it down. It's supposed to be, they say it's like 414,000 square feet. There's no way that's correct either. I'm thinking that this would have also cost a lot less because we're wizards. Because wizards can do things with magic, you know.
It makes didn't really, easier. I don't think they needed that much of a workforce. They didn't need so many people laboring so much. Some levitation spells done correctly. And I also don't think it would have lasted this long. So.
The four founders could probably have built Hogwarts themselves.
Exactly. So it was a lot of skilled magic involved, a lot of a bit of planning, because you would have needed that. But I think that they would have just gone floor by floor and piece by piece. And just
I think that might actually be the issue, that they didn't do any planning. They just improvised it and were like, we'll make this work with magic if it doesn't work out physically. That could be the issue with Hogwarts.
They did have an architect, but it depends very much how strictly or how loosely they followed those plans.
Yeah. So I don't think they did.
We know Salazar Slytherin went rogue anyway, so.
Yeah, I wonder who else went rogue. Ooh, I wonder if anybody else like had just did stuff for the fun of it.
Yeah, I think Godric Gryffindor would have done that. I think he has something, I don't know.
He might be the reason we have all of those trap doors and shit.
That actually makes sense. The ladies would have been very proper and gentle, and the Helga Hufflepuff would have been way too kind. And yes, and Rowena probably would have been the responsible and very calculated one, trying to tone the others down.
Yeah, it's like we're obviously we're failing. Actually building a school here, not a death trap. Yes,
exactly.
Like we can't have trap doors where students get stuck in for multiple days. We can't have that. Like you can't.
They're trying to educate children.
That must have been Godric or Salazar. Like it can't have been the other two. I was like, you know, we have to be responsible. We have to think of the children,
or at least try.
Yeah, at least try. There are some interesting aspects to Hogwarts. Let's just put it that way. Yes, but like the main buildings are like seven stories tall. The towers are at least a couple dozen stories taller than those as well, with floors as well. We have like the main massive tower that has, I'm believing it's Ravenclaw Tower.
I think the tallest one is the Astronomy Tower.
Mm, Yeah, that could be right. That could be right.
And the tallest one is the astronomy. However, I do believe that Ravenclaw and Gryffindor Tower are bigger in terms of diameter because they have to have their, you know, children inside them.
So maybe we could just do undetectable extension charms to make them bigger inside.
I was always very, very interested about that because practically you always have the same rooms that vary, that have different numbers of beds when depending on how many students you have in a year. So that's also always something that has fascinated me as well.
Yeah, I think it's just like the, you have the same room, it just moves. The room gets bigger if there's more students in that year.
Yes, exactly. It's the only reasonable explanation.
Yeah. And of course, I guess there could be more Gryffindor boys in Harry's year. Harry is just oblivious and doesn't notice them because he is kind of unobservant.
I think it was the Mafalda Weasley, but I don't remember if there was also a boy. I've read that on Pottermore. However, I'm not really a very big fan of the additions that have been made to the characters after Harry Potter was launched. And I for one, consider that the canon characters are the ones mentioned in a universe, in the original universe. I don't know if you've read the Mafalda Weasley storyline. I absolutely hated it. But I do think that in Harry's year, there were only the five Gryffindor boys mentioned. I'm very curious about the Gryffindor girls. I know there's just three of them, but it still seems very, very poor Hermione having to be stuck up with two girls that she completely does not relate to. So
yeah, I'm sure there are more students than we see, but I'm... Yeah, for as far as canon specific characters, I think that will limit the ones we know of in the books. Then of course, Hogwarts has to be bigger. Just to be frank, it has to be bigger. They can't have five students per year per house. Also, that's a bit of a weird way of saying it because you can't specify that because there are, to put it simply, no way of knowing how many go into each house because that's a sorting hat.
Exactly.
A sorting hat could just decide that one year, only Hufflepuffs. It's like,
that would be something.
Have nobody finding out Hufflepuff. Technically, the sorting hat could just end the house system in Hogwarts. Just refuse to sort into other houses.
Yeah, that would be interesting, but in the same time, I don't think the house system is that bad. I just think the prejudice towards it is bad, and the way I actually think the house system would be okay. I think it's the house cup that's a bit damaging to what is happening there. But in the same time, you basically, it makes you want to strive for your own house.
So I have a theory, and that I actually watched a documentary about fraternities at US colleges recently. Fraternities, the reason why they cause a lot of havoc at colleges in the United States, which is why many people want to abolish them, to end their existence and to restrict them. But the reason why many universities tolerate fraternities is that it's a way of controlling the student populace. Instead of the administration having to shout at all students at the same time for doing something, they can shout at the fraternity leaders, who will then shout at the fraternity members or other leaders, and then they'll shout, it will go that way. So the house cup and the house system gives Hogwarts staff the ability to control and exercise collective punishment and discipline on the students very effectively, while adding a reward system and an incentive for students to behave, right?
That's true. It all goes from, it's not from bottom to the top, but it's from top to bottom. the control range. And what I've recently found out is that actually in the UK, schools actually have houses. So I was so shocked because I did not know that. And I don't know where I've read it. I think on Facebook. And I was like, you have houses, like in Harry Potter. And I was like, yes, everyone has houses. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, makes sense then. And it actually is the same system, is pretty much pretty similar to what Harry Potter is having. So I was like, okay.
The English okay. Are weird. But yeah, like it's collective that. Punishment. It's an effective way of making sure that they behave, which, to be honest, they need, because holy shit. Imagine if there was no way of collective punishment for the Weasleys.
Oh god. That would have been bad.
Like this is like a bit of game theory, basically. It's, you know, the other students will make them behave because they don't want to lose house points. If the Weasleys and nobody else at risk of losing house points, which is part of why you don't do mischief at Hogwarts, Hogwarts would be even more insane than it already is. And that's considering that the Weasleys literally made a swamp.
Exactly.
Which is what they did when they didn't care anymore about losing house points. They made an actual swamp in a corridor. So
that was not removed, but roped with a scarlet rope and kept as a memory to them, as an extraordinary piece of magic, as Flitwick said.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sure. The Wizarding World is weird. We have some issues. And Hogwarts makes no sense, is the conclusion of this conversation, basically, right? I think.
Hogwarts is insane. It's a trap every step you take.
Yeah, it keeps changing. There's nothing that can be nailed down.
And you throw 11-year-olds into a castle without a map, and you trust them to find their way.
Exactly. How can you be mad at Harry and Ron for being late when they didn't have a map and the rooms move?
Exactly. And the staircases and everything. I mean, there's at least 5 ways to get to the Gryffindor common room. And they were 11-year-olds. Harry had contact with magic for about a month before he would actually go into Hogwarts. You cannot be mad at that little, tiny little fellow that would have been small. And it's insane. I mean, I'm curious how they're supposed to find their way. If we remember in Prisoner of Azkaban, when they were meant to find a divination classroom, they got lost and were just lucky to find Sir Cadogan. Otherwise, who knows where they would have ended up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hogwarts, a very weird place. Somebody will maybe sometimes make an attempt to explain it. We're not gonna, because it's too insane. With that, I think we can round things off. Thank you, Sonny, for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much for listening to an entire episode of Muggles and Mudbloods. We will be back again with you with our regular scheduled programming. That is the next chapter of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets next week. Until then, have an amazing weekend. Don't forget to write your exams or whatever you're doing. Share this podcast with a friend or an enemy. And of course, leave us a rating and review.